This is What The Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin. And it's Friday, the 12th of April.
Jussie boy, TikTok HQ is in PR overdrive mode at the moment as it tries to push for support of its platform. Now, TikTok reckons it pumps over $24 billion into the American economy each year. And in Australia, TikTok also reckons it pumps more than $1.1 billion into our economy each year. In other words, ban us and you will feel the economic pain.
That's one way to push their PR. Mm-hmm. But man, it is Friday and that means one big major thing, we're giving away $50 to the Flux user with the quickest fingers.
Ooh.
It's our weekly game, Quick Sticks, where we ask three business or money questions in the Flux app, and the first person to answer correctly wins $50 and starts off their weekend on a high.
Three rapid stories today, Jussie boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, Ola has announced it will officially shut down its ride-sharing services in Australia after 6 years, as well as other international markets.
Another one bites the dust here, B-man, so tell me more.
Well, Jussie boy, we know that ride-sharing first became a thing in Australia back in 2012 when Uber launched pretty much illegally.
It even offered to pay its drivers legal bills if they ended up in court.
But since legislation has evolved, we've also seen other players enter the ride-sharing space.
We're talking Ola, Didi, which both launched in Australia in 2018.
Now, while Ola wasn't huge in Australia, it's pretty massive around the world.
Yep, it started in India back in 2010 and was valued at more than $7.3 billion in 2021.
With major investments from VC fund SoftBank, the very same SoftBank that invested in Uber,
competition,
Nvidia, and WeWork.
But here's the thing, B-man. Ola has never recorded a profit.
And now, Ola has announced it will pull out of all international markets.
That'd be Australia, New Zealand, as well as the UK.
And by the way, they'll be shutting down almost immediately.
Seems like pouring good money after bad to steal market share from Uber hasn't really worked.
And now it is retreating.
So what is the key learning here?
Saying goodbye to non-core markets lets companies zoom in and rule their main market.
You see, B-man, Ola's decided on these strategic market exits so it can refocus its efforts on India, its biggest market.
But also the market where it's being challenged by Uber for market dominance.
You see, in India, Uber's revenue grew more than 50% in the last financial year.
And with Ola struggling to make a dent in its international markets, it needed to make a strategic decision.
Do we double down and pour more money into loss-making divisions, or do we invest more heavily in our core?
So by streamlining its geographical focus, Ola can focus on growing its market share.
And hopefully improve unit economics in its largest market.
For our second story, Tesla has reportedly scrapped its plan to build a lower cost electric vehicle, and now it's focusing on robo-taxis.
Elon Musk never lets investors know his next move, so tell me more.
Well, Tesla became one of the sexiest companies in the world when it released its first electric vehicle, the Roadster, in 2008.
And at the time, these premium vehicles was pretty exy, costing over $100,000.
And while Tesla has discounted the price of its cars 4 times in the past year, it's still not considered an accessible price.
And given Tesla saw its first revenue decline since the pandemic, it kind of needs a bit of a shaker.
Especially if it wants to continue growing at Musky Musk's goal of 50% year on year.
And so that's why investors were so excited when Tesla mentioned it would look at building a lower cost electric vehicle.
We're talking around the $25,000 mark.
But B-man, sadly, that idea has disappeared as quickly as chalky eggs after Easter. Because Elon Musk has reportedly scrapped the idea.
Instead, he wants Tesla to focus on building futuristic, self-driving robo-taxis.
Effectively, this will be a car without controls for a human to use.
He's now promised an unveiling of a new robo-taxi on August 8th this year.
So what is the key learning here?
Sometimes your greatest strength can also become your biggest vulnerability.
B-man, we know that Elon Musk isn't satisfied with incremental improvements in any project he tackles.
Yep, he's developed electric vehicles when they barely existed.
He's sent rockets to space and provided wireless internet to all ends of the globe with Starlink.
He created a chocolate Easter egg brand, which went bananas in 2023.
Really?
No.
But constantly chasing risky innovations can be a double-edged sword.
Especially now when there is significant competition in the EV space.
In fact, the Chinese EV maker BYD, short for Build Your Dreams, actually overtook Tesla for EV sales earlier in this year.
So while you can't rule out Musky and his zany ways, this robo-taxi may just be one step too far.
Or maybe August 8th will revolutionize the electric vehicle space once again.
And I'll finally be able to play words with friends while commuting to the office. office.
Does anyone still play that game? For our third and final story, KPMG Netherlands has been whacked with a $38 million fine for widespread exam cheating.
That is some hectic consequences for not studying. What, oh what, is going on here?
Okay, so KPMG is one of the big four accounting firms.
Now, back in 2020, KPMG came under fire when it was revealed that 1,100 staff were accused of sharing answers on accounting tests, and that was between 2016 and 2020.
And these are internal exams like auditing standards, professional ethics, ironically enough.
And now, Jazzy Boy, KPMG Netherlands has been fined 38 million big ones by the US accounting watchdog for exam cheating.
And man, let me tell you, this is the largest fine the US regulators have ever hit an audit firm with.
Can't say I'm too surprised to see the regulators getting tighter, Jazzy Boy, when the list of ethics scandals keeps getting bigger.
So what is the key learning here?
Trust in large accounting bodies is slowly deteriorating.
In the wake of the PwC tax scandal from late 2022 in Australia, tax and accounting industries as a whole have been shaken up.
You could say accounting bodies are deteriorating as quickly as popularity with Words with Friends.
And regulators have become far stricter with penalties and with the level of scrutiny that they're imposing on accounting firms.
Get this one, Jazzy Boy. In Australia, last year, the federal government announced a crackdown on tax advisor misconduct.
And they're really going to hit companies where it hurts because they upped fines from $7.8 million to $780 million.
But it gets worse, Jazzy Boy. Chartered Accountants Australia New Zealand, the accounting body, will begin making its members take an annual pledge of integrity.
The new Hippocratic Oath, but for accountants.
And this is all part of their effort to build back the trust in the accounting profession.
FoxFam, if you want to start your weekend on a high by winning $50 this Friday, all you've got to do is hop into the Flux app and play Quick Sticks.
And I can confirm this game is significantly more fun than Words with Friends.
So download the Flux app and check it out.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.